This is the May 6, 2010 meeting of the Pacifica Governance Committee. Ken Aaron, would you please take the roll?
Joe Wanzala.
Here.
Brian Edwards Teekert. Andrea Pritchard. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
Rafina Juarez. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Ted Weisel.
Here.
Marcel Reed. Renee Bowser. Gail Dixon. Vadra Kilgore. Robert Gold.
Here.
Kathy Davis. And that gives us... Wait. Oh, we can't count George. I'm sorry. That gives us 7.
Oh, do it again, man. I'm not sure about... Do it.
I'll do it again.
Yeah, do it again.
Present is Joe Wanzala. Absent is Brian Edwards Teekert, Andrew Pritchard. Present is Sean Casey O'Brien and Ken Aaron. Absent is Rafina Juarez. Present is Richard Uzel, Wesley Bethune, and Ted Weisgau. Absent is Marcel Reed, Renee Bowser, Gail Dixon. Absent is Vajra Kilgore, Rob, and Kathy Davis. Present is Robert Gold. I miscounted because I had present George, but George is not part of the committee.
I got you. Okay, yeah, 7. Okay.
7, 8.
You have 10 members on this call. As far as I know, John and I are the only ones who aren't members.
Is Jonathan on the call?
John L. Miller's on the call.
John set us up for the streaming, but he's not a member of the committee.
No, I understand that. I'm trying to figure out who's the missing link there.
Who's that?
Because I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Did someone just log in?
No, that was somebody pressing a key. That wasn't a login.
We have a silent member on the call.
I don't believe so. I mean,
I don't believe so, yeah.
There are 10 on the call.
There are 10 people on the call.
That's what Pound Pound 3 said.
And
okay, so somebody's not speaking up.
Or somebody went to sleep.
We got, because I'm counting... 7 members.
Right.
Well, what I would suggest is, proceeding with a discussion, and if we don't have quorum for votes, then we'll either tentatively vote and see what happens in the next meeting to get those ratified. But my sense is that the items before us, it would be worth discussing without necessarily moving to a vote today, at any rate. So,
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. These are fundamental changes that we are talking about. I think it would be very good today to discuss them individually and then give everybody a month to think about them. If we can come back and discuss a little more next month and take a final vote. And, usually I like to... deal with issues in that, but these are fundamental changes, and I think it would behoove us, after a good discussion here tonight, even without quorum, to go back and really think about this and consult with our LSBs, and then come back fully informed and ready to vote. That would be my suggestion.
I would like to weigh in on this.
Yeah, please.
I feel like I've beating a dead horse, but hey, maybe I can resurrect a dead horse. Robert's Rules of Order says if an opportunity would be lost to do things without a quorum, you can meet without a quorum. And since we're a committee and we would be reporting to the National Board and they can operate autonomously from us anyhow, and I'm going to propose that we table most of the I wrote about this and posted it about an hour ago. If you've read it, you know what I'm about to say. Yeah. I would like to table the first part of all that stuff and get the National Board to approve the idea of getting an impact statement so that when we meet next month, we'll have that financial impact statement and we can then address the previous four items intelligently. We have been delaying this matter for a heck of a long time, and I don't think it's fair to the process or any of us. I don't like the proposal, but I'd like to move it along.
Mr. Chair, this is Secretary Ken Aaron. I propose that we set a time limit for speakers, and let's approve an agenda for the meeting, even if there isn't a quorum. We just had one of the members make a suggestion of altering the entire agenda, and I think we
point
should...
Ken, if I may, point of information, Ted, what is the... What did you say, an impact? Financial impact?
Yeah, there is no...
What?
Well, that's the last point in the proposal to reduce the size of the national board.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, whenever I can, I'd like to speak to that.
Yes, Sean.
Yeah, because although I agree with Ted about a financial impact statement, I think he's putting the cart before the horse. As you can see, if you're looking at the agenda, point number five asks the PMB to prepare a financial impact, but that's after we have considered all the things, and I must say that most of these proposals would not cost us money. They would save us money, okay? So I don't want to hold up. We have a chance here, with or without a quorum, to discuss these matters, and really do some, take the time to look at these issues and then go away for a month, come back, and debate even more if we wish. So I'd like to carry on tonight, because if you take this off the... if you take this off the agenda, I'm looking to strike the second part because we don't need a code of conduct when we do have an ethics policy that covers everything that they want to do in a code of conduct, and so we would have no meeting.
Okay, so
this is Ken Aaron again.
Can you send me a copy of the agenda?
Can we have the meeting in a regular fashion where we discuss the agenda items and get an agenda set, and also set
time. Can you send me a copy of the agenda?
I'm bringing it right now, Richard. I'm sending you a copy of the agenda.
Let's try to do this. Try to get on the stack to speak, so I can try
now
to...
Let's have a stack.
Yeah, so I can try to see,
Sorry, Joe.
Some order. I think, we were essentially approving the agenda, even though in a pro tem fashion, since we don't have a quorum, Ted has a motion to modify the agenda.
There's a motion to table. No, he has a motion to table that we should wait until after we approve an agenda.
Essentially that's what it does. I mean, unless it's treated that way.
Treat it as a motion to table. I mean, you're the chair. You do what you want, Mr. Chair.
Right. That's essentially what it is. I guess what I'm trying to do is to move to a vote on his motion. So, I don't know if you can have a motion to table at this time.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to approve an agenda. Then he and Ted, if you disagree with me, I know you'll speak up, and then he can move to table because. Ted, am I misunderstanding? You didn't move to strike. You moved to table.
First, we need to approve the agenda, and then we can move to table.
We have to decide that we're going to meet.
Fair enough. Hold on, Sean. So I think then the way I would treat this is we move. We don't have a quorum. There are people here who want to participate in the meeting. I don't know that, and maybe I'll consult George or Ted if you're any better. I mean, at this point, we can proceed with an informal meeting. I don't know that we have to vote to say we're going to meet.
Yeah, right.
I don't think you do.
I moved the agenda that Sean just sent out.
I'd like to make a change to the actual agenda. I'd like to strike all this stuff on the code of conduct because everything that they're talking about or Arlene's talking about is in our ethics policy. And she told the PNB at the recent meeting that she only put this out before she knew there was an ethics policy. And so I think that there's no need to go through all this stuff on code of conduct when we have a four-page ethics policy that covers literally
George Stack.
Okay. Try not to argue the motion. Just saying
I'm
that's
sorry.
What you're
I apologize.
Yeah.
Get on the call.
Is that
who
Kathy?
Is that?
Yeah, Kathy.
Quorum.
So we now have.
Okay. Kathy, we're in the.
That someone else came on.
Kathy, come on.
I don't know. I couldn't have. I don't get a clue who that was.
This is
Kathy,
Kathy Davis.
Kathy, I got that. Was someone else added?
No.
No? Okay. We have quorum. We have eight people.
Mr. Chair, I move the agenda. I move the agenda.
Right. But I want to go back to. So I think
John's moving to agenda.
Yeah, I'm moving to structure.
Hold on, please. Sean just, I think, made a motion with respect to the agenda. That is to
he moved to amend it.
Exactly, to strike the...
I second that motion.
Right.
Ken Aaron.
So, Ken, you're going to get on the stack to discuss that?
Okay, I'm sorry. You have to be on the stack to second the motion.
Wait a minute. Hey, do I get to motivate it?
Well, hold on. There a second?
Should I tell him for you, Ted? You don't have
a committee, Joe.
You guys, you can't just be pulling out. Is there a second?
It doesn't need a second in committee.
It doesn't need a second committee.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Then.
Point of information?
Yes.
Would it be possible to let me know what it is that was just moved?
Can I send it to you, Kathy? Are you at your computer? It's the agenda. You should look at it if
okay,
if you
thank
can. All right, I'll forward it to you right now.
Okay.
What it is, Kathy, while he's forwarding that to you, is you may remember Arlene had a proposed code of conduct.
Yes.
As part of her report. So that is the second item on the agenda.
Okay.
And Sean has moved to amend the agenda to remove that.
Okay.
So can we have discussion on that?
Yeah, I wanted to speak.
Ken on the stack.
Okay, George and then Ken.
There are two pieces to that motion about the code of conduct. One of them is about what is the code of conduct, and there is considerable overlap between the ethics document and the two suggestions that Arlene put forth. But there's also a question of how do we enforce the code of conduct, which I think is really what's critical for putting in place. And so I don't want to see this struck from the agenda because it would eliminate that part also. So I think that's something that we really have to discuss and decide how we want to do that.
Sean for the stack.
Okay, Ken and then Sean.
Ask.
Sean?
Yeah, I tell you, I not only have concerns with Arlene's part of it because there is considerable overlap, as George pointed out, but when I looked at also the second part of that, where we talk about process, I got to tell you guys, that process involves five committees, nine different steps, five different committees, and it is the most bureaucratic stuff I've ever set. It would be...
This is Renee Bowser.
Good
evening, Renee.
Hi, Renee. It would be rougher to get through the gauntlet of this process than anything I think they're complaining about. So I would like to have this struck because I think that... just read through it, folks. Five different people or committees and then nine different steps to get a complaint resolved. It's a bureaucratic nightmare, so I would like to have it removed.
Okay. Ken back on the stack.
And George for the stack.
May I ask a question? Did we have an agenda? Because I just got from our mass committee meeting where we're working on the general manager.
Was
that
Renee?
Yeah, that's why I'm late.
It out. The minutes and the agenda was just emailed earlier. Can you check your email?
Oh, okay, because it wasn't there when I left from my office before. Okay.
I'm going to send you a backup copy right now, Renee, okay?
Okay. No, I'm just saying, I hadn't seen it when I left, turned off my computer about 6 o'clock.
Thank you. Let's go back to the stack.
Mr. Chair, point of information at some point.
I got it.
Yes, Richard.
Are there only two? Are there presently only two things on the agenda? Am I correct on that?
Yes.
I would like to add something to the agenda when it's appropriate.
Oh, okay. I will put you on the stack after George, Ted. So I have Ted.
This is the secretary. I'm going to interrupt. When people interrupt, I don't know who's speaking. Please follow the stack.
I'm trying to follow the stack. Ken, you're next.
Oh, I'm not talking about the chair. I'm talking about people who interrupt.
Yeah. Okay.
Please just ask to get on the stack and then make your statement.
Right. Thank you, Ken. You're next.
I'm next. Okay. I concur with what Mr. O'Brien said. We are plagued by bureaucratic process and putting things into committee that wouldn't be seen in the United Nations or some pork barrel legislation in the Congress. We have Robert's Rules of Order, which covers rudimentary procedures for discipline. Setting up an ideal jurisprudence system is way beyond our needs or ability to institute. So I concur that we don't have a piece of work to really evaluate. And we already do have an ethics policy. So I concur we could drop this from the agenda.
George?
Yeah, well, the Robert's Rules covers misbehavior by people on the LSB, but this is a much broader code of conduct. It applies to everybody who's involved with us in the network. And I think it really is essential that we come up with something. I kind of agree with Sean that this is entirely too complex. And I also agree with what Ted said, which is I don't think this is what we actually did at KPFT, which was really much simpler. But I would like to have it on the agenda so we can at least begin talking about what it is we'd like to have in the way of some kind of enforcement policy. A code of conduct with no enforcement policy is just empty words.
Okay, Ted?
This is Renee Bowser. May I get on the stack, please?
Is that Renee?
Yeah, I just want to get on the stack so I can ask for a copy of the agenda.
Okay.
Hi, Andrea Pritchett just from KPFA is on the call now.
Okay, hi, Andrea. Ted, do you have something on this, or do you have another item?
No, I wanted to put something on the agenda that's not already on the agenda.
Well, can I go through the stack for this item, then I'll come back to you?
Sure.
All right, Renee.
Oh, I just want a copy of the agenda. I don't see it in my... on my email.
Did you?
I just sent you one, Renee. Let me make sure I got the right address. I'll get you another one here. Let me make sure I got your right address.
For Renee Bowser, we have scatting.
Okay, now I see it. I was in the document that Ken sent. Okay,
oh, okay,
now I see
good.
It. Yeah, 857. Yeah. Okay.
No problem.
I got it. Thanks.
Okay.
Stack.
Who's that?
Let's go back to the stack.
I think we reached the end of the stack.
Okay.
So
Let's vote.
And we're voting on, what are we voting on now?
This is Bajra. Did you guys take attendance? I've heard people coming on or getting off. Did you take attendance? You need to do it again?
Yes. Yeah, we did.
Well, you need to do it again, I think, because there's more people on the call now than there were when you started.
Who's speaking?
Bajra.
Gower. Vajra. Yeah, I didn't know you were here.
Yeah.
Could you please increase your volume? Get off the speakerphone.
All right, I'll speak more directly into the phone.
Okay.
All right.
So
I think Vajra
called for recall.
And just clarify what we're voting on
Ballard,
here.
Please, people, one person at a time. The two people speaking is not making any sense. We reached quorum some time ago, and people have been coming onto the call. I don't know that it's necessary to go back and take attendance again. I think when we call the roll for the vote, we'll know who's on the call.
Okay, good point. Okay, should I call the roll?
Can you reiterate what we're voting on, please?
Thank you.
I'm the secretary. We're voting to drop the section of the agenda that says proposed Pacifica Code of Conduct, Arlene Engelhardt, and then the detail of that was distributed. But it's the agenda item where we discuss the motion proposed Pacifica Code of Conduct. We're voting.
Take that off the agenda.
Drop it. A nay is to keep it on the agenda.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to call the roll for that. Joe Wanzala.
I vote no.
Okay.
Pursuing the chair votes in committees.
Okay, Brian Tiekert, Andrea Pritchard, Sean O'Brien.
Nay.
I'm sorry, Andrea Pritchard, nay?
Nay.
Okay,
and,
Sean O'Brien.
Yeah, tell me again, because I was having trouble hearing you.
Okay, yes is to drop it. No is to keep it on the agenda.
Yes, drop it.
Okay, Ken Aaron, yes. Rufina Juarez, Wesley Bethune.
No.
Okay, Richard Uzel.
No.
Okay, Ted Weisgau. Ted
Weiss. Yes, drop it.
Okay, Gail Dixon. Renee Bowser. Renee Bowser.
I'm here. I just can you pass because I'm just reading it now.
Okay.
It is.
Marcel Reed. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Okay. Varja Kilgore.
Yes.
Okay, and Robert Gold.
No.
Okay, I feel the mash. We have one. Oh, pass.
You got a pass too.
Dave Bowser, how did you say?
Yeah, and no, is that to keep it on the agenda?
That's correct.
Yeah, I think we should discuss it. Yes. So I'll say no. It should be kept on the agenda.
Are you saying no?
No, and that means to keep it as a discussion.
Right. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, that's where I'll vote.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses. So the motion does not pass.
So the item stays on the agenda.
Fuck.
I didn't get that.
Thanks, Joe.
Stays on the agenda.
Yeah.
Is there any other requests to change the agenda? Maybe we could move on that.
Ted.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I would like to add to the agenda something that was passed in our governance committee here in Houston, and that is that when amendments to the bylaws are brought forward, that we be given 60 days to address them rather than the shorter time period. I think it was a month or less. It's just not that's it. That we'd be given 60 days to address amendments to the bylaws.
And where would you like that placed on the agenda?
Leave that to the will of the chair.
Well,
I guess... I presume at the last item, and hopefully
okay,
we'll
it'll come under your business. Can you just email... I mean, I know it's simple. Can you email that text to Pat Garvel to Ken?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Well, I'll email it to the whole committee. Is that satisfactory?
That would be
great.
Thanks, Ted. Say again?
I'll send it to everyone.
All right, thank you. So, now is there any opposition to moving forward with the agenda as amended? Or as not amended?
Are there any objections to the amendment? Are there any objections to the proposed amendment?
I don't have any.
Right, good.
I will amend the amendment if we get to it, but outside of that.
Yeah,
no,
but I assume there was no. Is there an objection to the amendment? Hearing none, is there any objection to the agenda as amended?
Well, yes, there is, but I won't raise it because let's just get through it.
Thank you.
Someone please send out the agenda again.
Take care. See you again.
Okay.
Who is that that's asking for the agenda?
It's Kathy Davis B. Well, okay, I don't want to get about your thing over the air, okay? But I'm going to send it to this address, and if you don't get it, Kathy, let me know. Try it again.
Was that Kathy? That was Kathy?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Kathy, I just sent it to you again.
Thank you.
No problem.
So do we have minutes to... I think, Ken, you sent us minutes. Is anybody opposed to approving the minutes? Has anybody had a chance to look at
them? Did we approve the agenda? I'm sorry. Was it approved without objection?
I didn't hear an objection. I asked him.
Okay, great. The agenda is approved without objection.
Right. The minutes. Has anybody had a chance or not had a chance to look at the minutes?
I haven't seen the minutes. Has it been sent out?
They were sent out, I think. Kenneth, did you not send them out, or have you not?
Yes, I did, and I just sent out them. I just sent them again. I might not have everybody's email address, but I can send them again.
Did you send them to Pritchett@locrian.com?
Mark, one second. Contact. No, I don't.
Is everybody receiving the PatGov emails? I think.
No, I don't think I got anything. I got it.
Oh, I see. It was sent to PatGov@Yahoo. The agenda you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not on that.
Okay, I'll try to make sure that everybody's on that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm on that either.
Okay, that needs to be updated. It seems like I think I'm not sure who has the password.
Ken can do that.
Okay, Ken. So it looks like the minutes, at least some people haven't seen the minutes. So can we?
I move the minutes. Do you approve, Richard?
So Richard moved to approve the minutes. Is there any opposition to that, or do people want to wait until they've had a chance to?
Yeah, I wonder how many abstentions there are. I would certainly abstain from that. I haven't seen them, so I feel
stupid. Stay on the
Can you wait a few minutes? Because mine just came through at 8:39.
We can't have a communal discussion. We have to stay on the stack, please.
Okay, yeah. May I get on the stack then, Renee Bowser?
Yes, Renee.
Can we wait a few minutes? Because mine came through 8:39.
Could you send them to me, please? RobertMGold@optimum.net.
How many people have not, well, I don't want to get into this.
Ken sent them at 8:39.
Is this something that was just sent?
It was sent a few days ago, I think, but it seems that not everybody is saying it.
I just sent them again.
What's the what's the headline?
Minutes.
You know, we can either, you know, not approve them or, you know, fix them later if people see errors that they didn't get a chance to fix, or just not approve them yet. It really doesn't matter too much.
I did see something on location of minutes that's very old.
But I think Richard, was it Richard who moved to approve the minutes?
Yes.
Okay, is there any opposition to approving the minutes? Okay, fair enough. The minutes are approved, and if anybody has any errors that they want to address, you know, those can always be fixed later. So let's move to the first item on the agenda, which is the bylaws amendment. Does everybody have that in front of them or know what it is?
No.
Nope. If you receive my email, it was attached as a text document.
Does anybody need it to be read out?
That would be great. I'm not receiving emails, apparently.
Okay.
Ken, do you have that?
Yeah.
Could you read it out?
Sure. Okay, here we go. Proposed specific bylaws amendment as amended at last governor's committee meeting. Motion that the bylaws be rewritten to give effect to the following provisions. That the local station board be reduced from 25 members to 13, plus a general manager. That this reduction be accomplished by attrition with no alternative seated until the board side drops below 13 over 1 3-year election cycle. And two, that each LSB send 2 representatives instead of 4 to the Pacific National Board as a reduction in the size of the Pacific National Board elected annually. And three, that the local station board elections be held once every 3 years instead of 2 times every 3 years. And four, that STV voting and other forms of proposed representation be ended in favor of a simple and transparent winner-take-all system and functions and authorities of an assembly of delegates. And five, that the Pacifica National Board management be asked to prepare a financial impact statement of these proposed changes within 30 days.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, John.
You know, these are five big changes, and I think we should call, or I'm going to call for dividing these questions up to be debated and voted on individually, because some of the things I can appreciate, some I don't like, and to see this
Wait. Point of order. You can't keep going on. He just needs to...
Yeah, fine. I make a motion to divide the questions.
Second.
Is there any opposition to dividing the items on the in this motion?
I think they should be divided.
Point of order.
Yes,
Ted. Any single member can request a division. I just looked it up because we had this in Houston, and it's not even debatable, nor is it votable. If a single member requests it, it is a done deal. Robert's rules.
Okay, well, it sounds like there's no opposition to that.
Happy to hear that, but I'm looking at us.
Okay, thank you, Ted. So that's how we shall proceed. So does anybody want to speak to the first item, reduction of the LSB members?
I would like to.
Okay, let's get a stack. Who is that?
Renee Bowser.
Okay,
Ken
Renee.
Aaron for the stack.
Ken.
Ted Weisgall.
Uh-huh. Anybody else? Okay, Renee.
I am totally against reducing the size of the LSB. I think that you reduce the diversity. For example, at WPFW, we have people from all sorts of communities. We have a very broad spectrum demographically, geographically, different professions, and just different views and mindsets. And I think that's what the Pacifica Foundation mission was supposed to be about. And when you reduce it to 13, particularly in light of the, someone was saying in one of the first meetings of the election committee, how people have these slates and they're advertising, they have enough money to advertise. It's really going to have really a control by a few, because the reduction added to the people who have money to mount a slate to send out expensive mailers to people, it's just going to reduce the diversity and reduce the various voices. And you could have a station like WPFW that you wouldn't even know it was in Washington, D.C. from the representation if those two things come together.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes,
I want to go on this. I want to go on the stack later to speak to this, but I got to disagree with Ted. It takes a majority vote on division of the question. I turn your attention to the silver lined pages in the back of Robert's Rules of Law, page 14 and 15, and it takes a majority for a division of the question. It's not just somebody asking for it.
Okay, but let's not debate that. Thanks for raising that. We'll deal with that if we come to that juncture again. But to Ken, you're next on the stack.
I agree with the last speaker, I think was Renee. It cuts into our ability to get diversity, which we have adequate difficulties with currently. And this is important, even in a pragmatic financial way, for our funding from the CPB. It would be most appropriate if the representation, like the Congress, was scaled to the size of the listenership, perhaps in each signal area, so the places with stronger signal areas had more representation. But that's another motion for another day. At this point, cutting it down to from 24 to 13 and half, or nearly half, entails all of the difficulties that Renee illuminated, and it puts us in a position for more autocratic government rather than democratic.
Sean,
can I be on the stack?
Who's that?
I'd like to be on
Kathy?
The stack.
Roger, I'd like to be on the stack.
Did I hear Kathy as well?
No.
Okay.
Andrea.
Okay. Ted, you're next.
Sean's on the stack, too.
I got you.
Thank you.
Ted.
I would like to move to table items 1, 2, 3, and 4. And consider item number 5, so we can find out what the finances, what the impact would be, and then we can address one, two, three, and four with the knowledge of the financial impact.
Backwards. I object. It's backwards.
Okay. This item is not debatable. Let's just move to a vote as to whether or not to table these items. Rich, Ken, can you take the roll?
We're now going for a motion to table the item?
We're voting on a motion.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Didn't we just consider tabling these things before and we said we weren't going to do that? Haven't we done it already?
We couldn't. This is the appropriate time to do that. We couldn't because we hadn't yet approved the agenda. So essentially, voting yes on this would basically mean we end this discussion. So and take
on
it
one,
up.
Two, three, and four.
Take
but
it up
not
again
on
later
five.
On. Yeah. So Richard,
please clarify the motion we're voting on.
The motion is to table this current discussion on items 1, 2, 3.
And four,
until such time as the PNB has done item five, and then come back to this discussion.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right.
Is that
so?
Understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to proceed with a roll call vote on that motion. Just a moment, please. I don't make a mistake. All right, and we have Joe.
I'm going to vote no.
Okay. Brian, not here. I'm only going to call the people who are here. Andrea? The table.
I would say, I think I say yes. If I don't have a copy of the resolution, but number five is to get the financial impact of it before we vote on it.
Correct.
Before we vote on 1, 2, 4, is that correct?
No.
Well, even before we even discuss it.
Before we discuss it or debate it.
Yeah. But okay, continue. But that is the motion.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Well, so does that? I see. All right. No, let's talk about it now. It's fine. We'll talk about it now.
Okay.
Andrea, how do you vote?
Yes.
No to table, correct?
Yeah. No.
No to table. Don't table it. I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, no. Is not the table. Yes, is the table.
Thank you.
Andrea, how do you vote?
No.
Okay, you don't want a table.
I don't want a table.
Okay, Sean.
No.
Okay, Ken Aaron. No. Rufina. Wesley. Wesley Bethune.
No.
Dell. Richard.
No.
Okay, Ted.
Yes.
Okay, Renee.
I vote to table.
Okay, sorry. Gail Dixon, not here. Marcel Reed. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Okay, Vajra Kilgour.
Kilgour, yes.
Kilgour, okay. 1 second. And Robert Gold.
No.
Okay, so at this count, if I'm correct, I have 1, 2, 3, 4 to table and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to not table.
Okay, so let's proceed with the that. Sean is.
Go ahead.
Somebody's answering. Hello?
I'm okay. I'm here.
We're okay. Here. Are we all here? Sean, you're next on the stack.
Yeah, I really don't care one way or the other whether we go to 25 or 13. I do understand some people's concerns. There are certain theories of group dynamics that point out that any time you go beyond 12 or 13, things get a lot more contentious, factions occur and everything like that. I do think that's worthy of consideration. I still don't know how I'm going to vote on this. But I'm glad we're dividing up all these questions one at a time because this is one where I still haven't made up my mind, and I'd hate to lose the ability to vote on it by voting down this whole motion. Thank you very much.
Okay, Vajra?
We're talking on the issue of reducing the size of the LSDs.
Yes.
All right, there are a couple of factors to consider here apart from the issue of diversity. One is that the LSBs are all supposed to be the same size. This cannot happen if they're being reduced by attrition. That's a minor point. The major point is that there's a lot of work that gets done on committees. And by reducing the size of the local station board, you reduce the number of people available to work on committees, which means that the few remaining people left are going to be overworked to an extraordinary degree. And I don't think that's very wise. I think we need the diversity of viewpoints. I realize it's a bit of an unwieldy number, but to bring it all the way down to 13, I think, is impracticable, given the amount of work that's involved.
All right. Andrea? Who's that, Richard? Okay, Andrea, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point that you raised. I think the issue of actual work getting done is really big. You know, I haven't made up my mind. You know, I struggle with how effective, like these, I mean, with all respect, these phone calls are really frustrating. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's just interesting to see how much we can accomplish in this way. And maybe it's a smaller board with better management, more involvement to motivate volunteers. It could be helpful, but I guess what I'm really curious about with representation is, what is the basis of representation? I'll go with the diversity argument too, if it's 26 more diversity. But what kind of diversity is it? You know, political diversity, the cultural diversity. You know, what are we going for? Constituencies like labor and education. Like, I think it would be worthwhile to have some conversation about that. You know, how we can activate constituencies and perhaps give them some kind of representation on the board as well. So I'm 13 or 25 doesn't. That's not the issue so much as what is our basis for having it.
This is really about
Richard. Then I'll put myself on the stack after Richard.
Can I get on the stack again? Because I can respond to that.
Is that Renee?
Yes, I'd like to be on the stack again.
Enjoy.
Okay, thanks.
I would too when we do the second time around. Thanks.
Okay, Richard.
Okay, I'm going to vote against this because it doesn't say anything about how you divide up the listener members and the staff members. You cut it in half to get one staff and one listener. I'm not sure that staff even ought to be on this board, but for all my staff friends. And the diversity question is there. I don't think this is necessary. I don't know that we accomplish a whole lot by committees, but I'm going to vote against this.
My friends and team should forget your
family. Somebody's offline. Okay. One quick thing without necessarily debating the issue one way or the other is to remind people or point out that one of the most hotly debated issues when the bylaws were being written was the issue of whether or not to have a constituency model of some kind, or essentially quotas for to make sure that there was minority representation on these boards. And because of the Michigan, the case, the Supreme Court ruling in the Michigan case on affirmative action essentially made that impossible, even though there was political will amongst those writing the bylaws to do something like that. And I think there is merit to some kind of constituency model to ensure that, members of the community are engaged with the station in some way. And there's also some drawbacks to it in terms of, people who happen to control large constituencies dictating policy by dint of that fact. So anyway, it's an interesting point, and I mean, so in other words, this is an issue that when the bylaws were being written, it was expected that it would come up again, and here we are discussing it. So I think it's a good discussion. So Renee, you had another point.
Well, I wanted to respond to the diversity and also, someone said unwieldy. In the past, and I think we've cut that down a lot, there were, and I'm sure there are different factions, but they're not people that are trying to go to the national or go to the PNB and trash our LSB. Like there were before, some of our own members, we don't have that, so we're much more cohesive, and I think we're working together better. And so you can attain that if you give everyone a voice. And secondly, on the diversity issue, we have labor people on our board. We have race, white, black, Latino. We have different sexes. We have different sexual orientation. We have different cultures. We have two people from Haiti. And, you know, we have youth, people right out of school. So we have the greatest diversity, I don't think. And if you strip that down to half, that from 24 to 13, which is one more than half, I realize, that's going to automatically take some of that away. And we have diversity in age. We have people in their 20s, and we have people in their 60s. So we have all types of diversity at WPFW, and that's the beauty of our station. And if you listen to the programming, it's some of the most diverse programming, whether music and from African affairs to environmental to everything. So and they're represented, and the staff is represented as well. So I think that to me is key. That's why I listen to WPFW in Pacifica, because I can get something I don't get on NPR.
Point of information from the chair. This is the secretary. Where is the discussion and the debate going to? At some point, are we going to vote on these issues one at a time, or what are we trying to accomplish?
Well, you know, that's a good point. So one broader thing is people should, you know, keep in terms of their in mind timing, you know, how much we want to get to accomplish this meeting. I would entertain a motion to actually not vote on any of these items in today's meeting, but simply have a discussion, because these are, you know, these are major and important changes, well, important proposed changes to the bylaws. And I think it would be worth having a discussion, being able to go back and think about them and coming back with a better informed decision how we want to move at a subsequent meeting. So, is there any opposition to proceeding that way?
Yes.
Hey, Gail, I'm calling you back because I'm...
Okay.
Mr. Chair, may I speak to my opposition? This is Ted.
Renee.
Yes.
Right back.
I have only heard comments that are critical, and I share those criticisms. I think all of them have been well thought out. And I think it's time for us to vote against this proposal. And I'm talking about all four points. I do think that we can use alternative media to conduct our meetings. They don't have to be face-to-face. And an amendment of that nature would, I think, be appropriate, but not to reduce the size of either the LSBs, and I thought we were talking about the national board. I think that's what this is all about. Not
no,
about
as well.
Oh, it's the LSB.
No, you got to read the motion. It says local station.
It's the LSB.
The next one deals with the PNB.
Okay,
by virtue of how many reps go to the PNB.
Well, I think it's silly to reduce the size of. There's no financial impact of any consequence to reducing the size of the local boards.
Okay. So you're opposing the motion I made. Fair enough. Is any...
I'd like to speak to your motion.
Okay.
I agree with our chair. These are fundamental changes in the way we govern ourselves, and I think we should have a vigorous discussion/debate tonight. Then we can go away, think about things for a month, talk to our friends, talk to our LSBs, and come back in a month, have a little more debate at the beginning of the meeting, and when we vote, do so in an informed manner. That means that we're not only informed, but when we come back next month and talk to each other, we'll inform each other. And I think that's the time to take a vote on matters this fundamental to our governance. Thank you.
Richard,
does anybody else want to speak to this motion?
Richard, to the stack.
Richard, go ahead.
I came tonight with all those thoughts that Sean said we should come with. I got them. I'm got them right now. You know, I think we delay and delay and delay and delay, and I could throw in 13 more delays. I think it's time to come on with it. We've had this on the agenda for the last several months. You know, why do we just keep on dragging things out and dragging things out? Let's vote on it. If it doesn't pass, somebody wants to come back and they can do that. It's here. You brought it to vote. Somebody brought it to vote. So let's vote.
Okay, anybody else?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is Andrea.
Yes, Andrea.
Yeah, well, I would just like to say that, you know, as a newcomer to this, this is my second governance meeting, but I guess this is, I think this is an important question about, you know, really fundamentally what we mean by the democracy of KPFA on some level, or I'm sorry, of the whole network. I haven't heard a word about it on the air. I think there's ways that we can involve the listeners and more people, because I think it is such a controversial thing, and I don't think it is well understood.
It goes
the
to all stations.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry?
Can I get back on the stack, Richard?
Yes.
So I'm just wondering, I mean, have other stations been having call-in shows about this issue and been talking about it with the listenership? Because I think when you know, if it's well aired, I would even feel better about it. If I could, I just feel confident that it wasn't just a very few number of people making such a fundamental change without adequately explaining it or having it understood by the people that we expect to sponsor this endeavor.
Point of order, this is the Secretary. Chair, I believe that Richard Uzzell in the fashion called a question. Does that stand in the committee that he calls a question and we have to vote on it?
Richard did not call the question. Richard asked to speak again.
All right. You want to be on the stack next. Go ahead, Richard. And in general, I'd ask people to keep in mind that there's several other items we want to try and get to, at least theoretically. So maybe exercise some economy in terms of comments on each item. Richard, go ahead.
With all due respect to our new members, this is a bylaws amendment recommendation. The bylaws, if you'll read the bylaws about how to amend them, there's going to be months of discussion, or no, maybe 30 days. There's going to be discussion, and it has to pass three of the five LSBs. There's going to be way more discussion than any of us care to hear, I think. This just either drops this or passes it forward at this point.
Ted would like to speak.
Yeah, sure. Oh, go ahead, Ted, and then I have something to say after Ted.
Okay, I'm sorry that I went on automatic pilot regarding article number one of these four articles, or whatever you want to call them, but I helped to write the bylaws for Pacifica, and I strongly supported the size that we have now, and I think it's working better and better all the time. I also think that the size of the PNB, based on reports I received from people from Houston who came back from the most recent meeting, was that it was a great meeting. I don't think it's a matter of how many people. I think it's a matter of the leadership of the local board and leadership of the national board. And as work gets done better and better, the modeling will be there. I think this is way premature in the infantile or whatever stages that we're in, and I hope we'll vote down all four points here and save the local station, the national board, and the local station boards from having to spend time on this. I'm wondering if Chris Condon is on the call, and I haven't heard him speak in favor of this.
Yeah, no. This is Joe. Chris isn't on the call, and there's nobody else in the stack. I'll just add another comment, something we ran into at the last.
I got on the stack. This is Ken.
And Kathy.
Oh, okay, but I'll just add this comment, and then you guys, because I think it will help the discussion somewhat. As some of you will remember, the last PNB meeting, we ran into the problem of how to move forward with bylaw amendments, because this is the issue that Ted's motion is designed to address. The bylaws say that once the PNB passes say, for example, you know, a Bartles amendment agrees that a Bartles amendment should be considered by the LSBs, the LSBs have to consider and vote on those Bartles amendment within the same month, within the same calendar month. So it becomes without a Bartles amendment, we have a really big timing issue. And so as a practical matter, it would actually make a lot of sense for the members of this committee to raise this issue on the LSBs for the discussion actually to be happening for these items to be agendized on LSB agendas for discussion, so that assuming the PNB decides that any of these items should move forward, it's not as though the LSBs are going to have all year to discuss them. They have to, the PNB has teleconference or meeting happens on the 5th of, you know, June. The LSBs are going to have to vote on that in order, if it's going to pass, within that same month. So as it is, as it's currently set up, this does need quite a bit of coordination. And to me, that is an argument for waiting until the LSBs are kind of teed up in some way to make it happen. Otherwise, moving forward doesn't really get us anywhere in the short run.
So we'll move to the next. May I respond to what you just said, Mr. Chair?
I'd like to get on the stack.
I'll put you on the stack after Ken and Kathy.
Okay, I pass.
Okay. Kathy?
I wanted to substitute two members per LSB and make it three, and substitute whatever that number of 12, 13 to make it 15. The board 15.
Is this is an amendment to the item one, or does this go to item two?
Just the one that changes the number of people on the PMB.
Okay, that's a second item which we haven't quite gotten to.
Oh, okay. So what? I'm confused.
No. She's talking. Yeah. We're talking about local station board size. And Kathy, correct me if I'm wrong. You want to go from 25 to 15. You want to amend the 13 to make it 15. Is that correct?
Instead of two reps from each LSB, I'm saying three.
Okay, yeah, right. But that is, now that's number two, so save that one. But on number one, you want to reduce from 25 to 15. Am I correct?
No, that wouldn't make sense.
No, I'm just talking about the representation on the...
PNB.
Okay,
well,
then
that waits for
I'm
two,
not
and I apologize.
I'm changing
yeah.
the LSB size.
Okay, Richard?
Mr. Chair, with all due respect, I think your last statement was full of those large red fish. I think that all this would do, if it passed, which I hope it doesn't, would send it to the PNB, and then the PNB would have to struggle with it. And once the PNB decided, if the PNB decided in favor of it, then it would go to the LSB. I don't think that all that urgency you're talking about is real. I think that either this stands or it doesn't stand at this point. It was brought to this committee for action. We need to act.
Okay, Ken is next on the stack.
Am I on the stack?
Ken.
Sean.
Okay. I concur with Richard. I'm confused. It's probably a point of information. If we are addressing points one through four, if we get anywhere on it, if we don't approve them, there's no point in number five. Number five says figure out the cost of one through four. If we don't approve one through four, there is no five. You can't ask somebody to figure out the cost of something you haven't defined.
So, if I can
respond
to that.
Don't have any motion to evaluate the financial impact of. It's like, what's the financial impact of an alternative universe that intercedes in our universe?
But this is off point, guys.